Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
And now, here's the question.
Hola, bitches. Good day to you and yours. All right, today is the day that we play Big Dummy, the game show that rewards you for your stunning ignorance. And here's how it works. You call us. Come on, man.
Hey, big day tomorrow. I'm fired up.
I know. All day. Dez has been bouncing off the walls. But yes, we will spin the category wheel. And then we'll ask you a question from that category. But here's where Big Dummy separates itself from your average, more reputable game show. We will continue to ask you questions until you get one right. Because, as always, we want you to leave here smarter than you showed up. Now, so far this year, our Biggest Dummy is a three-way tie between the lovely and talented Danny, the equally lovely and talented Melody, and the equally lovely and talented Audrey, all of whom thought that spotted dick was a symptom, not a British pudding, and found a way to answer 11 consecutive questions wrong. Can you do better? Well, of course you can. Everyone else has. So give us a call, and off we go on Big Dummy, brought to you by our friends at Advanced Hair Restoration.
If you'd like to be a contestant and play Big Dummy, call 206-803-ROCK. Like the Men's Room on Facebook, follow us on X and Instagram at Men's Room Live. Send your emails to the Men's Room at KISW.com and now watch the show live on YouTube at KISW Rock.
You open the fridge, there's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
The debauchery rolls on. You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill. 99.9 KISW.
Oh, but Charles, away we go. Welcome to the 20th anniversary season, episode number 4,442. What a large and in charge program we have for you today. Guaranteed future repeat. The head chef is back in the house. Ted's Meat and Potatoes, frozen foods that nobody eats anymore.
Correct.
Does that mean they're not for sale anymore?
Oh, no. You can still buy them.
There's You're just one not on... doing it.
Correct. And there's one on the list. I don't know about Mike. I know you guys would be like, man, I love it. But I'm willing to guarantee none of the three of us have bought it in forever.
Okay.
Isn't that how it always works? Oh, dude, yeah. I love so-and-so. When's the last time you did it or had it? Oh, 28 years ago.
Right. Some things on the list, you just go, all right, that makes sense.
Yeah.
I got suckered into this thread on Reddit, which is frozen dinners. All right, so basically they just buy frozen food everywhere. Trader Joe's, whatever. They show you a picture of the box. They show you a picture of what it's supposed to look like. And then they show you after it cooks.
And I'm guessing 95% of the time, it does not look like the box.
It looks absolutely nothing like the food that's on the front of the box. I mean, it's every once in a while. Oh, the Yellowstone food that you turned me on to, the frozen food. That looks the most realistic.
You know what?
Compared to the picture on the front.
I will say restaurants that include pictures of their food on the menu typically deliver, right?
So well, like that's breakfast Denny's, places, yeah.
Right, like whatever their eggs look like, even if they look weird, they're going to look weird on your plate. If they look good, they'll still look good. Not saying they taste good, but they do mimic the picture.
Yeah, it's got to be plastic.
And it's weird. It's yes. A lot of people will go, I don't need a restaurant to have pictures of food on the menu.
Why? I know, I've heard that too. Yeah. I'm just saying, like, why?
You've never been to a diner?
Like, come on, man. I know you know what fried eggs look like, but they're still going to put the picture there. I know you know what bacon looks like. They put the picture there. But to me, that says it's going to be good.
Well, there's stuff that's upped its game, man. I mean, you think about frozen pizzas and what we had growing up. And they were, I mean, even if it was
Mama Celeste.
A bagel pizza, which, you know, is not that good. But we thought it was great because...
Have you had Rao's?
That's not bad. That's not a bad brand.
I got two sitting in my freezer now. I'm probably going to hook up one tonight.
Yeah.
I think even just the cheaper ones, like the Baron is up to his game.
Yeah, the Baron's not bad.
Yeah, thank God for frozen pizza, man. It's still...
Yeah, no kidding.
So, like, there's a couple things like that, but there's a few on this list that you're like, huh. And then a couple of them, again, I think we're just guilty of, because you'll be like, man, I love those. And I'll be like, I know we did. When's the last time you got them?
Don't ask me that.
Head Chef is coming up. Ted's Meat and Potatoes on the way at 4:30. Also, just no programming note. Tomorrow we'll be broadcasting our show live from Tony V's up in Everett. By the way, they're going to have both the Men's Room IPA and the Bright Yellow Can and the Oladay's Holiday Porter available for you at Tony V's.
Get
absolutely free. It's a bar, so you got to be 21 age years of age or older to get in. We've got a couple of artists coming down from the Unwrapped show. And then from there, you're only a couple blocks away from Angel of the Winds arena. So if you're headed to the show and you want to stop by and get a couple beers and be a part of the live broadcast with us, it's all you tomorrow. We are not going to use the phones. Every question, you'll answer them all. Ted versus the FCC will be live.
Oh, yeah.
You know we're going to drink and tell us with the shout of the day live, which would be a good thing. But it's going to be a good time. Think you had the Daily Migs morning show. Going to pop in as well.
Yeah, this is a swing by in the afternoon. Be
so,
nice.
So we're going to have a little party tomorrow at Tony V's, and you are invited. Okay, today is the day we play the game known as Big Dummy. Easy game to play. We'll spin a category wheel. You're either playing for Team Sober or Team Not Sober. Our biggest dummies, three-way tie. Danny, Melody, Audrey, all dumb. Big dummies.
Dumb.
Three-way tie for first place.
if someone doesn't win today or beat them today or next Thursday,
they're
going to be the three-way champion, so to speak, on the Biggest Dummy.
The Triple Crown. Yes.
Oh, sweet, a tie.
Three-way tie. And as we play Big Dummy, we'd like to do a little men's room poll. And the last time we were kind of getting into the holiday spirit a little bit, but there was a caveat to that. We said, look, when you have sex, one of these songs is going to be playing on loop.
Oh, yeah.
So pick the holiday song that you want on loop while you're making Sweet Sweet Love. Your options were Frosty the Snowman.
Frosty the Snowman.
Blue Christmas from Elvis Presley. Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer.
Yeah.
And Holly Jolly Christmas. And as you vote, if you follow us on next there at Men's Room Live, here are your results. Coming into fourth place, the last song that anyone wanted to have sex with or to, Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer.
Grandma got run over 11%. By a reindeer.
I think that's the one I picked.
My issue isn't so much the song. I don't want to think about my grandmother when I am having sex.
That's fair.
I mean, that was my main thing. I don't want to hear Grandma. Doesn't do it for me.
I just like the rhythm.
Okay.
How did Grandma get run over? Was she like in there, like
she was drinking
bath?
Too much eggnog? She was out in the street.
Yeah, I mean, they explained the song, dude.
Right.
But she forgot her medication.
Oh, dang. Oh, no.
And she staggered out the door into the snow.
Yeah, it was kind of on her.
So, Grandma was a drunk.
With no medication.
Right. Well, hold on.
We don't make sure alcohol
and
medication.
You can't blame the reindeer on this one. I mean, the driver of the sled is
He's
Santa
not
Claus.
Saying
He's not.
It's the reindeer's fault. He's clearly throwing Grandma under the sleigh.
Claws marks on her back.
Yeah, she got hammered.
Wow.
Didn't take her medication.
Dude, okay. You're rolling the dice and you go out in the streets alone.
I think if I'm having sex to the song, I'm now listening to the lyrics.
I don't want to try to.
You've never listened to him before.
No, never. Ever.
So that would be the time he does.
Right.
Oh, jeez.
I got to focus. I got to find out what is going on in this story. You take your mind off things for a minute. You know what I mean? You get in a better rhythm. You last longer. It's a distraction. Distractionary technique from being too quick on the draw, so to speak. Mm. Exactly. Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer, 11% of the vote. Coming in at third place, that would be Frosty the Snowman.
Frosty the Snowman.
The Snowman.
The happy suit.
It feels like one of those songs. Like, all right.
I just want to hear him like off hours. Yeah. Be like, you know, the truth about Frosty is he had a hug. And he used it on my wife.
It wasn't a carrot. It was a sausage was stuck in there.
What are them kibasses?
Bring a carrot in the bedroom there. 16% of you said Frosty the Snowman. Coming in second place with 34% of the vote, that would be Elvis.
He sounds the way I sound when I'm finishing.
We're making love tonight.
This is not effing music. This is slow and easy.
We're taking care of you, baby.
At number one with 39% of the vote, you said that the one Christmas song that you would have sex to would be Holly Jolly Christmas.
Yeah!
Holly Jolly Christmas.
I feel like you could sing this to her.
Time of the year. I don't know if there'll be snow.
Wave at yourself in the mirror.
I know. I always do.
Holly Jolly Christmas, 39% of the vote. That was a big winner.
You handsome devil, you.
All right, today we take a hard left on our men's room poll, and we're going to talk about bathroom experiences. Now, obviously, this is hopefully never going to happen to you, but it has happened to a number of people where they've been interrupted in while using the bathroom.
Yeah.
You are not going to die in this situation. You're going to have to deal with one of these situations, but you are going to come out of there alive. Now, are you unscathed? Probably not, depending on what you pick.
Yeah.
But either way, you're going to have one interrupt you or join you when you're in the bathroom. And we start with this first story. They say, as we know, there have been a record surge of bear attacks in parts of Japan this year. A Friday incident adds to that tally. A security guard in Japan was about to exit a public restroom near a train station when he spotted a bear peering in. 69-year-old guard was at the bathroom just northwest of Tokyo when he spotted the bear peering in as he's about to leave.
Hey, man. I've been watching you.
He fell backward but managed to kick his legs at the animal, which he estimated to be about 3 to 5 feet long, prompting it to take off. The man then called in the incident, which occurred at 1:20 in the morning. After train service for the day, it had already ended. He suffered minor abrasions on one leg, and the Guardian reports a record 13 people have actually been killed this year by bears, actually since April. So, you'll be in the bathroom, but a bear is going to join you. That is option number one. Option number two, and we've brought this story up a few months back. well-known businessman was killed by a lion when he stepped out of his tent at a lodge in Namibia. Police said Bernd Gebel, 59, left the shelter to use the bathroom. He was camping with wife and his friends to use the toilet early in the morning.
Where were you at?
Where was I at?
Weren't you in Namibia?
No, that's where my daughter lived.
Oh.
Namibia. No, she joined me in a more, I don't know, a better country. That makes sense?
You didn't go to Namibia?
Less rural. Yes, much. Like with hotels and stuff.
Yeah.
That kind of thing. Where you could go to a restaurant.
Right. So yours was, more like a city.
Yep, exactly. Cape Town, Johannesburg.
Okay.
I don't like to judge countries.
Yeah.
No, I'm not judging.
I do. I got a problem.
My daughter loved it. She would actually go to the tents there. That was the meat shop. And the meat's just, I think I showed you the video.
Yeah.
The meat's just hanging from the ceiling in there. And guy comes up with a knife and says, what do you want? He just cuts you off a piece of meat, puts it in a bucket, and you walk it home.
Nice.
Yeah. She said the meat was unbelievably good.
By the way, Miles, I'll give you $100 if you can pronounce the spokesperson's name in this article.
The spokesperson's name. Let's see here. Police stated they were investigating, would provide a full report. The area is known of its small population of lions, about 60.
You don't need many.
Yeah. The Ministry of Environment, Forestry, and Tourism confirmed the lioness involved in the attack was actually killed on Sunday. I don't see I don't see the person.
I was reading an article earlier, and it was like the spokesperson. Let's see.
It might not have put it in that one.
Oh, it's a shame, because the spokesperson's name had to be 47 letters long, both first and last.
So you are in the bathroom. You do live, but a lion comes in. All right, so bear and then lion.
That's kind of cool.
Number three, Tim.
No, it's not.
This is for you. A huge snake was found slithering around in a Gateshead residence toilet. The snake... gave the
snake.
Man the fight of his life, or the fright of his life, when he found it hiding in the bathroom. The startling resident found the escaped reptile, which belonged to a neighbor, lurking in the soil pipe boxing when he went to the toilet during the night. In other words, it was coming up through the toilet. An environmental team was called in for the unusual incident. Managed to safely remove the slithery intruder without harm to either the reptile or the resident. And the snake was returned to its owner. They say that although snakes are uncommon in the UK, when they escape from captivity, they can be very difficult to catch because they love hiding in tight spaces, according to a guy with Invicta Environmental.
Oh, Invicta.
So this was in England. You know, you don't expect to see that when you go to the bathroom.
No.
But it was a escaped pet from a neighbor. So snake is option three as far as what you have join you in the bathroom.
Is it illegal... Let's say randomly there's a python coming out of my toilet.
All right.
Obviously, I have a phobia. I freak out.
Mm-hmm.
I shoot the snake.
Okay.
Would I be in trouble?
I don't think so.
No.
You didn't expect the snake to be in the toilet. You saw it. You own a handgun. I mean, you're going to shoot the thing.
If you're attacked by a neighbor's dog, you know, I mean, obviously the dog got out. It's attacking you. It's biting you. I mean, I'm not saying you need to shoot the thing, but you're definitely going to defend yourself, right?
Yeah.
So I would say no difference. On this one, I mean, I don't
mean, it's probably not super safe to just be popping off rounds in my bathroom.
Probably not, but...
But now's the time the time to use your gun.
Yeah.
In my world. I mean, seriously. I mean, there's a boa constrictor in your toilet.
Either that or machete.
Yeah, I think you're cool. I think they understand.
Some neighbor was like, that was my snake. I was like, cry harder, dude.
Yeah. Well, the thing is there not a huge snake population in Seattle?
Right. But
this could very well happen by a neighbor's pet.
I mean, exactly.
That's feasible. So... Who do you call in Seattle if you got a python in your toilet?
I do not know.
I mean, we have like...
Is that a 311?
We know the coon trapper who calls in, and he does the thing with, rodents and those type of...
But I don't know his
vermin.
Number.
But who handles snakes? Who handles those unusual things?
Wildlife. Department of Wildlife. All that. I got a snake.
Animal control.
They got one guy in a truck. I mean...
I guess.
Okay.
I don't know.
And your fourth choice of who joined you in the bathroom. That would be comedian Andy Dick. So, bear, lion, snake, or Andy Dick, who overdosed on drugs yesterday down in L.A.,
they did
give him Narcan and brought him back to life. And, of course, the first thing he wanted to do was talk to TMZ and tell him he wasn't going to go to drug rehab.
They say he's not going to go or he doesn't need to.
He doesn't need to. He just likes to do... He said he likes to do crack sometimes, but crack doesn't do that to you.
Okay, well,
he was clearly smoking fentanyl.
At the point that they need to give you Narcan, you also need to go to rehab.
Right.
That's all. There's Andy a lot Dick. Of people that do drugs, but when they get popped with Narcan, I'm like, yeah, you need rehab.
And
because you're not doing it right.
He did not look well the next day.
No. He hasn't looked well in 20 years.
I mean, he looks altered.
Yeah. Well, he is. But, I mean, if he's in a room with 100 people and he's in there and you're in that room, you're still going to be like, oh, no.
Yeah, I'm still taking him in this case. Oh, because I can beat his ass.
Well, yeah.
I mean, that simplifies it. When he annoys me, I'm beating his ass.
I disagree. I think he's the most dangerous.
I do, too.
Really?
He's such a whack job. Like, he might just stab you.
I think he would bite me as much as the lion and the bear or the snake would. Like, I still think there'll be teeth involved, but I can deal with him.
It's not a sane individual.
No, he's not.
So you never know what's coming.
I just can't wait to walk out, show up at work, or show up on stage, and like, what happened to Ted? Be like, I fought a lion in the bathroom this morning.
This morning.
I'm taking the snake.
Really?
I'm taking the snake over all of them.
Yeah,
for sure. And but, you know, even if I'm on, even if I'm using the bathroom at the time, mm-hmm. and the snake comes up and I don't see it, I'm still taking the snake.
To me, that's the biggest problem with the snake is I might not know that it's there when I find out it is latched onto my testicles.
I don't think a restricting snake really has any interest in your bees.
But if it feels threatened.
Yeah, but
because all it knows is that you have now covered its escape with your ass, right? So I think the snake immediately is going to lash out and try to do something.
Or does it
about
think
it.
To itself, maybe there's no way out, you know, and just turns around and goes back?
They still bite. I mean,
they do, but they bite before they coil.
Right, but.
But if it has nothing to coil around, I think it's going to bite you.
Okay.
That's all.
All right.
Right?
Still taking the snake.
Yeah. I'm taking Andy Dick. That's easy.
Mike, what are you taking?
I think I'm taking Andy as well.
Yeah, because I could beat the piss out of him.
Yeah, right.
I
don't care. What are you doing in here? Crazy. Just a little bit of crack. Like, I might just stay over there.
Yep. And gets hit with a toilet seat. Done.
Tell you, that's the most dangerous thing on this list.
I do. What, Andy Dick?
Yeah, a crackhead with nothing to lose.
Man, I'm from Baltimore. I'm fine.
He could have a gun. He could have a gun.
Yeah, he could.
Yeah.
Stab you with a dirty needle.
He might do all of those things. He's still going to die at the end of this. Like, it ends the same
might for try him. To grab your junk.
You know, he might. It ends the exact same for him.
I'm dragging that lion into work.
Yeah, that's how that's going to work.
Ah. Well, the problem with lions is they are cats. When you see them, you know, we with domesticated cats, they look the same, just bigger.
Yeah, right.
So, you know, for some reason, there's a lot of people out there that just think, you know, it's still a cat and not a killer.
But your cat is a killer.
I've seen these people get out of videos in a safari park in their car where you drive through and you look at the lions and they get out to take pictures.
Sure. Because they're stupid.
They just think it's completely normal.
But I'm like, your cat is a killer. It's just not big enough to kill you, right?
But if it was bigger, it would.
It would, absolutely. If my house cat were the size of a lion, I just don't think I'd be at work.
So what do you think in the world? Because some people have the bigger cats that are kind of like an African cat, but you can still keep as a
pet. I know what you're talking. I can't remember the name, but yeah.
But servals?
Yes, thank you, servals.
We know somebody that had one.
Do we? Did we?
Yeah. And then our other friend.
Guy from Alice in Chains? Is that the one?
Yeah.
Okay, what did he say?
Oh, yeah.
I haven't talked to him about her, but our buddy Jay was like, it scared the crap out of me.
Yes!
It would just hide under stuff and hiss at him.
Oh, really?
Yeah, ask him about it. Like, I don't know why you'd want one of those things.
And they got a mean hiss, too.
Is it fine with its owner?
I think he eventually had to send that thing back.
Yeah.
I could be wrong, but like
they're not domesticated animals.
Yeah,
you just have one.
Well, this guy has an unusual taste as far as what he thinks should be a pet or what should
he
not
does.
Be a pet.
He does for sure.
For an example, all right, he had a German Shepherd at one point in time, and this dog was a German Shepherd attack dog. All right,
yeah, it was specifically trained.
It only listens to commands. In German.
Mm-hmm.
You have to know the commands in German to talk to this dog.
Yeah.
If you do not know German and the right commands, you're screwed, right? Well, that's funny and all. So the dog needs to go to the vet. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And they're trying to just, you know, work with this dog. And it's an attack dog.
Uh-huh.
Only speaks German.
Well,
so
that guy
the trainer had to come in to the hospital to basically talk.
In German, to explain to the dog.
And handle this dog while the dog was going through whatever procedure it needed to go to.
That's what it was. So, a guy in Baltimore had his grandmother. They got the dog for his grandmother for protection. It was a Doberman, but same thing. All the commands were in German. I've told the story before, but this is when like the Yamaha scooters first came out. Different dude in the neighborhood had a Yamaha scooter, brand new, was certain that it was faster than the Doberman. He and the other guy are getting into it. Just like, dude, this dog cannot run the scooter. The guy's like, nah, man, my scooter's faster. Whatever. They decide to do a race. the scooter gets a head start. He's maybe 50, 75 yards down the road. The kid with the Doberman says whatever he says in German, all right? And this dog takes the F off. Then he's like, oh, no. And we're like, what? He's like, I said attack. He could have just said go.
Yeah.
But he said attack in German, whatever that word is. And this dog just beelined down to the scooter. The guy on the scooter, you now see him looking over his shoulder. He realizes this dog is closing the gap. And I guess based on the dog's expression, he pieced together this dog's looking to kill him. It's not just trying to race him. So you hear that the engine on the Yamaha is now just screaming, right? Trying to throttle this thing as fast as he can. And this is a dead-end road, and it ends with like a little gully kind of thing with some trees. So now we're running down the street. We're all kind of laughing. So we're like, this is going to end bad. We see the Yamaha get to the end of the road, disappear down into the gully. We see the dog immediately disappear down into the gully. When we get there, the Yamaha scooter's all busted up, and the guy has climbed partially up a tree, and this dog is basically on its hind legs, paws on the trunk, just staring at him, barking.
I think that's a Zuma 50. That would be my bet.
I don't know. But what we learned is the Doberman, faster than the Yamaha scooter.
Well, you know, I don't know. I got a 125. I bet it could catch up with me, too.
I'm telling you, this dog.
Tom's at about 45.
Let's set it up.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah, I was about to say, don't race Dobermans on anything, but Miles, you want to.
Or don't set it up. Don't say attack.
Yeah.
So our men's room poll, one joins you in the bathroom. Will it be a bear, lion, snake, or Andy Dick? Vote now if you follow us on X at Men's Room Live.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
In the men's room.
Gary, Miss Big Dummy, 206-803 Rock. Steve, who is our first contestant ready to play the big game?
He's trying to kill us, Miles.
I'm not.
Come on, that was you?
Yes.
What'd you eat last night?
What did I eat last night?
You talking about making a soup. Salad. Oh.
Look, man, I've been holding it all day. All right.
I know.
I held it all through the last time we were on because they've been so bad. I haven't told Miles, man, I did everyone a favor by not farting in the studio. But look. This one kind of slipped out, and it's bad. It is thick. It's not going anywhere. I apologize.
Yeah! Can't open the door.
I know.
Yeah, go ahead.
We're trapped.
Hang on.
You need to make that executive decision.
Yeah, open. I am. Sorry, Ryan. We're opening the door.
We have to, man. Yeah. We just for a second. Yeah,
got it.
Big Dummy 206-803 Rock. Hello, Amy. Welcome to the men's room.
That's thick.
Happy holidays, all of you.
Hola.
Did you cook
hola,
the shrimp?
With me and my bitches.
Amy, are you sober or not sober?
Well, now after waiting so long, I'm going on my second glass of wine and my first after work relaxation.
All right, Amy, hang on. You're the first caller. You're going to have that second glass of wine either way. Don't put that on us.
Yeah. All right, Amy, one's going to join you in the bathroom. You taking a bear, lion, snake, or Andy Dick?
I'm going to go with the lion because I think I'd be able to kind of shimmy over to the other bathroom stall and maybe trap it and
wait a minute. You plan to shimmy and then trap a lion in a bathroom stall.
Above, so, you know, hopefully it won't look up. Bathrooms are pretty big.
We're in a bathroom stall right now.
A meteorologist should study this because it's just hovering like a morning fog.
I know, man. I don't know what's going on. And yes, Ted, I did cook the shrimp, but that is a fair question.
It's like
on
a marine layer just sitting here, dude.
It is.
What'd you cook them in? Cream sauce?
I have like low tide ass. That is what's going on.
Jeez.
I know.
Yeah. It's like 90 degrees, though, and it's hot out low tide.
I know.
And it's just summer day low tide.
Yeah, the shellfish are dying.
Yeah.
Hey, you guys, just remember, better out than in.
No, it's not.
Well, Amy, they're not going to agree with you right now.
Let that stew in your gut.
Yeah. You're not in this stew. Look, it is my fart and it's bad. Like, I'm not even happy about it. It's bad. And there's more coming. All right.
Miles would say, like, you should go try to poo. Seems like it's close.
Oh, and I do also have to say, Ted, I am totally with you. I have literally been giddy all day long. I cannot wait for tomorrow.
Oh, nice.
So excited.
Excellent.
So excited.
All right. Looking forward to it. All right. Here is your question before I fart again. What word means dance writing in Greek? What word means dance writing in Greek?
What word means dance writing in Greek?
Yeah, writing. W-R-I-T-I-N-G.
I'm sorry. Let's see here. Penmanship.
Is it cursive? Nope. It does start with the letter C.
Calligraphy.
Calligraphy. That's what I'm about. Choreography, believe it or not.
Is this Amy that likes the men and the soldiers?
From yesterday?
Yeah.
I don't think this is the same Amy with the glistening white ass.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think it's the same one. All right, your question. In golf, what is the standard diameter of the hole?
Ooh.
Wow.
That's kind of personal. Let's see here. I don't golf, so I'm just going to say 3 inches.
Four, close. 4.25 inches.
Okay.
You got to know that, Montgomery. You're the golf guy.
Well, 4.25, I'm close enough without rounding, you know.
And it didn't
four
go
inches.
Over.
Yeah.
So I guess a pitching mound is fine at 60 feet now? Not 60 feet, 6 inches?
Yeah.
All right.
Home runs are coming then. All right, Amy, how many different Nobel Prizes are there? How many different categories for the Nobel Prize?
Oh, dang it. I wish that was mentioned on the Big Bang Theory. I'd be able to know. Let's say 12.
12. Everything you know is from the Big Bang Theory.
Eight.
Nope.
Nope. But they won a Nobel Prize, but they never said how many there are.
I think there's a rack. I'm going to say like 22.
No, man, there's only 6.
Oh.
So you can get it in medicine, physics, chemistry, literature, peace, and economics. All right, your question.
You learn something new every day.
You do.
That's true.
Big Bang Theory, Men's Room. I can't think of better sources of information.
Oh, my God, I can't either.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And
you're
know
very
what?
Welcome.
I believe you. All right, your question. What is the most mountainous country in Europe? I'll give you a hint. Think yodeling. Not candy yodeling, just yodeling.
Switzerland.
Okay.
Switzerland.
All right, Amy, we'll see you tomorrow.
Yes, indeed.
Gave us Big Dummy, 206-803 Rock.
Big Dummy!
I don't know. I just yodeling. For some reason, I guess you're right. That is Switzerland.
Where else do you think of yodeling? Ethiopia. I mean, like,
well,
I
was going to say Germany, but the Swiss Alps are right there. Yeah, Bavaria. Yeah.
Remember, Swiss miss instant cocoa.
Honest to God, that's got to.
I always thought the Ricolo guys.
Ricolo. Yeah.
I just thought they were German.
They could, because they're not yodeling. They're just playing those big horns.
This is the Lederhosen.
Yeah.
Now, yeah, if you wear Lederhosen, we're going
to. And they're playing German horns. Has nothing to do with yodeling. I'm going to take a playoff.
Mm-hmm. They yodel into the horn.
Hello, Jeff. Welcome to the men's room.
Junior Garland,
you
Johnson,
hola! Hola!
Junior Garland, you Johnson.
What's up, Jeff?
What's up, gentlemen? How you doing?
Doing great.
Good.
Jeff, you sober or not sober?
Team sober, just slowly trying to get off work here.
All right.
No took you a long Jeff. Time to get to that conclusion. Let's say sober.
Okay, Jeff, one's going to join you in the bathroom. You taking a bear, lion, snake, or Andy Dick?
No. Snake.
Snake.
We're going to go snake.
I'm right there with
snake.
You.
Snake.
All right, your question, Snake Man. What was the name of the hotel in The Shining?
The Red Rum Inn? I have no idea.
The Red Rum Inn. Dead?
I don't know.
Miles?
No idea.
I know you know, Mike.
The Overlook Hotel.
The Overlook Hotel. That is correct.
Mm. Mm.
I have some bad news for you guys, but you'll find out for yourself.
Oh, my God.
Sorry, Jesus man. Christ, I told you. Dude. I
Where's
told
the garlic?
Wow. Did you do it again?
I did. I told you there's more coming, man.
That is awful.
It is.
That is absolutely awful.
It smells like dirt that you find next to a septic.
It doesn't
tank.
Taste good when you talk either.
No. All right, your question. What does the AB. I told you, man. Like,
honestly, I haven't been that bad in years.
I know. I know. That's why I was trying to be decent earlier, man. I was talking to my wife
earlier.
So
why can't you be decent now?
Because my stomach's at the point where I don't have a choice. My stomach's like, you got to get this out of here, man. So I'm trying to learn. There's nothing I can do, man. I don't know what to do.
You don't get to smoke this break. You're going into that bathroom and taking care of business.
I don't have to poop.
Yes, you do.
I don't. It's just cooking. Farts, man. Mm. At some point, obviously, I'm going to have to. It's just not there.
Bro, I smell it. The soup's done. Time to serve.
Everyone eating soup just put down their spoon. All right, your question. What does ABV stand for in the beer industry?
What was the last letter?
V, as in vagina. So ABV.
Alcohol by volume?
Got it.
Nice job.
All right,
party
on, guys.
Hold on, Jeff. Hold on. We got a 50-50 question for you. Kentucky or West Virginia? Which state has the highest percentage of smokers, Kentucky or West Virginia?
Just because Miles is from there, let's go West Virginia.
We're number one.
What is Kentucky number two?
We're number one.
Yeah. West Virginia, number one with 25.2% of the population smokes. Kentucky is second with 23.4%. Do you know the lowest state? Lowest percentage
Utah. Of smokers?
It is Utah with 9%.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803
Rock. Big Dummy!
Hello, Morgan. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. Morgan, are you sober or not sober?
I am drunk.
You're drunk.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Officer. All right, Morgan. One is going to join you in the bathroom. You're taking the bear, lion, snake, or Andy Dick?
Waft it over here.
Man, it's either the snake or Mr. D. Does Andy have a weapon on him?
We don't know.
We don't know.
He just shows up in the bathroom.
What do you think?
Okay. What do I think? I think I can take Andy. Give me Andy.
You got Andy.
I think he's got a weapon on him.
He might. He's a tiny weird fella. All right, Morgan, here's your question. What is the last name of the family at the center of the Sound of Music?
Oh, my gosh. Never seen it.
Don't. I don't see it every freaking year.
Are they German?
They are, in fact, German, yeah.
Yeah.
Vanderhosen.
No, it's...
Come on, Ted.
Van...
it is Von, but you have the mind like a steel...
Trap?
It's a Von Trapp. Von Trapp, yes. Oh. Von Trapp family.
Right, because one of the German beer halls... Maybe the Queen Anne, like, for a while, there was a Von Trapps, and the family was like, oh, you can't call a beer hall that. That's our name.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Huh. Okay. I'd be very happy if someone named a beer hall after me. Like, cool.
Well, you want money from it, though. If you're going to call a place Ted Smith's, you better be paying me.
Oh, we got bad news, bro. All right. Your question, which former Beatle appeared in an episode of The Simpsons to help Lisa become a vegetarian?
Gotta be Ringo.
Ah, Paul McCartney.
Gotta be Paul McCartney.
Dang it.
The super veg.
You know what's terrifying is the idea of a snake coming out of a toilet and biting your...
Yes, yeah. That is terrifying.
Yeah, I know.
Would you rather have a snake do it or Andy Dick?
Like we said, both are going to bite you. All four of these scenarios, you get bitten. Of that, I have no doubt. All right, your question. What animal is the mascot for the U.S. Naval Academy?
Donkey.
Is it the ram or sheep?
No, it's a goat.
Oh, goat.
Oh. That's a four-legged creature.
It is a four-legged creature.
The mule is the mascot of the United States Military Academy.
Yes.
Army. Okay. You know the goat's name?
I don't.
Bill.
As in Billy Goat.
Yeah.
Okay.
When I was running the Navy Football Network, they were so bad that their advertisements were just, come hang out with Bill.
Not come
seriously,
see the
they had TV ads where the mascot would just walk around.
I'm the best thing about the team.
Yeah. We're going to go 1-11.
All right, your question. The asteroid belt lies between what two planets?
Oh, that is Mars and the next gas freaking giant. Is it Jupiter or Mars and Jupiter?
Got it.
All right. There you go.
Nice job, Martin. Also would have accepted abdomen and your junk.
Yeah, I know. Which one would be your abdomen? Which one's your junk? So if your belt, your belt, right? We call that the asteroid belt.
If it's me, Jupiter's the gut and Mars is the junk.
Mars is smaller.
Oh, yeah.
I'm with Mike.
Game is Big Dummy, 206-803.
Hey, Mars.
Hello, Andrea. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola.
Andrea, are you sober or not sober?
Sober.
Sober.
All right, Andrea, welcome to Big Dummy.
A men's room poll, what's going to join you in the bathroom? Will it be a bear, a lion, a snake, or Andy Dick?
I'm also going to go with a snake.
Snake.
Okay.
All right.
All right, Audrey. And yes, I said that on purpose. All right, Andrea. How old was Kevin in the movie Home Alone?
Kevin.
Kevin.
Yeah, how old was Kevin in the movie Home Alone?
Was he 12?
Five?
Older?
Cool. Was he 14?
Younger.
I thought he was 9. Is he 8?
He's 8.
He's 8.
Oh, wow.
God. Why do so many
If
Christmas...
he were 14, yeah. He'd have been in his parents' bed masturbating. You know what I mean? Just like, oh, nobody's home? I'm hooking this up. That would have been the entire freaking movie. 14 and Home Alone. That's all it. Walking to the refrigerator, no pants on. Just working it out, drinking milk. You know, go right back to your bedroom. Keep doing it. Yeah. He had to be younger than that. All right. Your question. How many of the seven dwarfs have mustaches?
Let's go 3.
One?
None.
None.
None of them had a mustache.
They all got little Amish beards.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still laughing about this. Like, it's logic, dude. Could have been 14. Would have been masturbating the whole time.
He would have. You couldn't even make a realistic movie. You wake up, the entire family's gone. You're 14 years old. You're home alone. Man, your pants are off like through the entire movie.
House is getting robbed. He's just going to town on himself.
I don't think they'd have robbed it.
Why are you in mom and dad's room? Did you go into mom and dad's room when you were 14?
Not that they know of.
Uh-huh. Bad ass on the sheets.
I don't know that you would do that in there, but the bed was always giant and bigger.
Yeah.
So it was kind of fun. Like,
but that's the thing. But if you're laying in a bed and you wake up and you're 14... You're going to Hand Town, dude. I mean, there's no doubt about it. I think it would have been the third wet bandit, so to speak.
When I was in high school, Mike, we had a porno tape that was making the rounds. When we got to my, when I got a hold of it, I blatantly faked sex so I could stay home all day and watch it.
Are you faking being serious?
I'm dead ass serious.
How many times did you watch it?
I, who knows? But you're right, I was going Kevin Callister on that thing.
Clip that, Tim.
Damn. Oh, come on.
Fake being sick to stay home to masturbate. That is something, man. All right. Jesus Christ. Can't make it in school today.
Hey, gee. Why are you sweating?
There was 5 or 6 people in my house that lived there. The only time I had was during the day.
Mom, I need a box of tissues. I'm sick.
Jesus Christ.
Ted couldn't make it to school yesterday. He needed to masturbate for hours.
He got a runny nose.
Yeah.
That's right. I hurt my nose.
All right. Your question. How many annual federal holidays are observed in the United States?
Is it
10? Got it.
It is.
Nice job. Yeah. All
right. Can you guys name the 10?
All right. So we'll start with President's Day.
You want to start earlier than that.
Martin Luther King
Jr. You want to start
Day.
Earlier than that.
New Year's Day.
MLK Day.
Yes.
Presidents.
Uh-huh.
Then what, 4th of July or Memorial Day?
Memorial.
4th of July.
Nope, nope. You got one between Memorial Day.
Juneteenth.
Thank you, Ted.
Yeah.
Some respect.
Not shocked Miles missed that one.
I know. He did on purpose.
You know what?
Labor Day.
He scratched it out on his calendar in the
office.
The
4th makes 6.
Labor Day. Yeah.
Labor Day. 7.
Thanksgiving.
No, 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 no.
You got 2 before Thanksgiving. Between Labor Day and Thanksgiving, you got 2.
Veterans Day.
Veterans Day. And before that?
Columbus?
Columbus Day.
Oh, Jesus.
And then we end with?
Thanksgiving, Christmas. Day after Thanksgiving, Christmas Day.
Day after Thanksgiving.
That's a national holiday, that Friday.
Okay. I mean, but they lump it in with Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Okay.
But yes, either way, yeah, that's it.
More of Big Dummy coming up, 206-803-ROCK.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.